EU leaders, including Taoiseach Micheál Martin, will meet by video conference this afternoon. The pandemic and the EU response and vaccine rollout, the main concerns for the gathering. Mr. Martin will brief his colleagues on the scale of Ireland's about turn from one of Europe's least affected members to a global hotspot. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is on the line. And that ambition in the EU, Tony, to have a vaccine rollout penetration of 70% of the adult population by the summer, can they do it?
It is an ambitious target, Mary, but the feeling is that we are at a critical moment in Europe because of the rising figures in a number of countries, because of these new variants that are appearing, and because there's been a dip this week in the rollout of the vaccine, the production rather, from Pfizer-BioNTech, and indeed the European Commission was quite annoyed at the company because they only found out on Friday that there would be a slippage in production this week, even though the company apparently knew on Monday of last week that that would be on the cards. But officials are saying, look, we will have 92% on average production this week and next week, and then that 8% shortfall will be made up on the week of the 15th of February. So they are promising that much heavier numbers of doses are going to be coming on stream in February, March, and then in the second quarter, again, much more impressive numbers. But it's that race against time to get more vaccinations done while at the same time coping with these rising numbers in a number of countries and the cross-border challenges that those numbers pose.
And the Irish experience since Christmas, that spike in COVID numbers and the pressures on hospitals and ICUs and the death toll as well, are we seeing something similar in other European countries? Germany particularly interested in what was happening here.
Well, there is a fear that the Irish experience will be replicated elsewhere, and you know, it is widely accepted now that variants like the UK variant, Brazil, South Africa, that they will start to be reflected in higher numbers in a number of countries. We've had the Dutch government closing all transport links with the UK and a number of non-Schengen countries like Ireland. There are concerns about cross-border workers between Germany and Austria and the Netherlands and Belgium, France. Again, this question of whether borders should close, whether lockdowns can somehow be coordinated. And then another issue that leaders are going to be talking about today is this idea of a vaccine certificate that would be recognised across EU member states so that, for example, a country like Greece could be reassured that it can reopen its tourist industry. Greece is desperate to reopen tourism. And if you had some kind of document that proved people were vaccinated, then could that facilitate something like that? But again, the problem is just because you've been vaccinated, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't spread the virus. And that's something that experts are still undecided on.
And Tony, could we see or might there be support for a mandatory production of a document of that sort, in other words, really, that you will need to prove that you've had the vaccination before you're allowed into certain EU countries?
Well, I think the debate is at an early stage because we haven't had that many people vaccinated in relative terms across Europe. And I think member states would be reluctant to make any of this mandatory. People are talking about the yellow document that people have if they've been vaccinated for yellow fever or some of the other tropical diseases, but that it would be an advisory thing. And they are a bit concerned about this idea of a privileged class of people who've been vaccinated versus an unprivileged class of people who haven't been vaccinated and how that might play into the whole mobility of people around Europe.
Okay, Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, thank you very much.